Tad, obviously, I heard from Levi after the win, first one in a while in North Battleford. I guess that one had to feel good for the guys, and I know it had to feel good for you, too.
Yeah, it felt really good. Obviously, bouncing back from the Friday night loss at home, where obviously you get shut out in your own barn. You never want to do that. Thought we came back and started the game much stronger in North Battleford, and obviously got some contributions from up and down the lineup. I thought Damon was really good in net, and obviously Ronan and Hoynes scoring the goals there. It's nice to see the young kids, you know, coming through and taking that on themselves to do that. And but yeah, obviously a great win.
I think fair to say you need some more production from some guys up front. 19 goals in six games. Yeah, you're averaging three, but you look across the league, there's teams putting up a pile, and I think the offense, you know, has got to get going a little bit.
It does for sure. We obviously our power play hasn't been great to start the year. We were really good at the start, but recently hasn't been as good as we'd like. So that's something that we've definitely focused on. But yeah, we've definitely got to start generating some more. I haven't liked our ozone play a ton, where I just, you know, we're turning pucks over and not supporting each other like we can. So we've got to get to work, and we've got to put our work boots on and make sure we're, you know, creating a lot more offense than we have so far.
The flip side of that, though, I mean, a lot of people coming into the year thinking this is going to be a high-flying team, but the defense since the opening weekend has settled down, and your penalty kill is by far the league's best. But, you know, so are you happy the way things have turned around in the back end? I think it goes with Damon as a big part of that.
For sure. Obviously, we're really happy with our PK. It's something that we take a lot of pride in. And, you know, a PK can win and lose you hockey games. So if we can keep doing that and, you know, contribute to 5-on-5 and get a couple power play goals, and then we're going to be okay. And like we talked about after our opening, you know, weekend, we needed to shore up our defensive end. And, you know, I'm pretty happy with where that's at right now. We're not giving up a ton of, you know, grade A chances and keeping a lot of things to the outside right now. So it's a testament to these guys, because we keep telling them, if you're going to take care of your own end, then you're going to get to play offense a lot more, and you're going to get rewarded for that. So pretty happy with obviously our defensive end, and now it's obviously, you know, time to take over the offensive zone, because we're happy with where our D is. But it's something you can't relax on, because if you start playing offense more and less defense, then obviously you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and that trouble could come this weekend. If the league saw on Wednesday night, we talked, you know, maybe the Humble Broncos were, you know, with three games against Notre Dame and LaRonge, maybe they weren't as good as advertised. But, you know, they made a statement on Wednesday night. This weekend is a big one, and you guys have to be ready for this Broncos squad.
Yeah, we have to be ready. We know what they're about, obviously, playing in the playoffs and knowing what Scott Barney's all about and kind of what their team's built on. I think they're very, very similar to us in that regards, where they've got a lot of offensive guys and they want to play that run and gun game, but you've got to be able to slow them down. You've got to try to slow the game down and make sure you take care of the little details, because that's the stuff that's really going to matter. And obviously, you know, watching their game on Wednesdays, they obviously had a good one against Weyburn, and we've got to make sure that we're ready tonight to slow them down and take care of business.
As I kind of preach going into the Battleford weekend, obviously it was a big one. You guys got over that, and potentially if Justin Merrick, you know, isn't facing shots from NHL first rounders for the first month in the Western Hockey League and doesn't come back, maybe you guys sweep that and you really find hot. But this is another weekend, because this is another one of those teams that have had your number, and now it's time to take that step.
It really is. We've, you know, obviously having a lot of discussions about, you know, we're in a spot now where we've obviously built the last year and a half with everything that's changed here. And now you have to be in a spot where you have to believe you can win every night. And that comes down to every team. You've got to go in, and you can't have the doubt in your mind where, you know what, maybe this team's better than us and that. But you've got to believe that, you know, you're going to be the best, and you've got to make sure to bring that consistency every single day to make sure you can get there.